investigate all with punishment, here or hereafter, is an enemy to the human race. There is no real investigation without freedom from the fear of God, of devils, of men. So all investigation or experiment should be pursued in the light of reason, not in the darkness of authority. The Protestants say that it is the duty of every person to read, to understand, and to believe this revelation. That a man should use his reason. They say read, and then add believe or be damned. All these priests and clergymen insist that the Bible is superior to human reason. What is there in the brain that God can address except the reason? Is it honest to offer a reward or belief? The man who gives money to a judge or juror or a decision or verdict is guilty of a crime. Why? Because he induces the judge, the juror, to decide not according to the law, to the facts, the right, but according to the bribe. The bribe is not evidence. So the promise of Christ to reward those who will believe is a bribe. It is an attempt to make a promise take the place of evidence. He who says that he believes and does this for the sake of reward corrupts his soul. We know the theological countenance, cold and unsympathetic, cruel, lighted with a pious smirk. Not one of laughter, no dimpled mirth, no touch of humor, nothing human. That face is a rebuking reprimand to natural joy. It says to the happy, beware of the dog. It says to the joyous, prepare for death. These dear ministers, when they have small congregations, stand against trust, syndicates and corporations, against wealth, fashion and luxury. If their congregations are rich, they turn their guns the other way. When one of their ministers happens to have a new idea, like Lyman